The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Monday, October the 15th, start of another week, and we've got Garen for you this afternoon. 8 races on heavy ground, real autumnal feel to the back end of the flat season. And we've got loads and loads of runners at this track as well. Virtually every field has got a full complement. The reserves are ready and waiting, but I don't think there's going to be too many non-runners despite the ground, because Irish racing being what it is and so competitive that the horses really do have to take their chance when they can get it. We begin with a 2-year-old contest over the mile. This will take some getting. So obviously experience is going to be at a premium, and certainly horses who handle the ground as well is another distinctive factor. And that brings very much Il Paradiso right into the mix, as he's already proven that a mile on soft or heavy ground here at Garen is no barrier to his performances. And he ran third behind Circus Maximus on debut. Went into quite a few notebooks that day, the way he was tenderly handled by Shami Heffernan in the latter stages. And that run was backed up by a good run at Newmarket the other day when he finished second behind John Gosden's Turgenev, who of course went into that race off the back of a victory at Newcastle. And the ground on that occasion was probably just against his chestnut colt by Galileo, as he rolled around going into the dip before staying on very strongly once he met the rising ground, and he was able to sort of let himself down. Nicely drawn today in stall 4. I predict that for the first couple of races anyway with the T-Rolls, that the fields will stay on the far side, so a low draw will be handy. Of course, that trend will definitely change towards later on in the day, but should take a lot of beating this El Paradiso, and the market is speaking very favourably. On to the 225, which is another 2-year-old contest, and again, we've got very little to go on, but we have got one horse who's got some solid course and distance form in the bag, and that's Majority Share, filly by Vaughan Tessie, who had her debut here on the 22nd of September, finishing a creditable fourth beyond Pink Dogwood, who, of course, finished fourth or fifth, I think, off the top of my head, in the pre-Marcel Boussac Group 1 next time out at Longchamp the next day. So she's obviously in quite deep, and given that she was a bit slowly away early on, then raced keenly on the outside, she's kept on quite well to finish fourth. She certainly didn't go backwards anyway, and that experience should do her the absolute world of good. I think she's going to break a good deal cleaner today, particularly the front two or three in the market are yet to have a run, the likes of Tilinia and Rainbow Moonstone. So she's going to get some kind of advantage. The fact that she already knows her way around here on this ground certainly going to stand her in very good stead. So hard to see Majority Share not going well. Whether that's good enough to win an improved performance on last time, I don't know, but I just think she's solid each way. She's top price 5-1, 6-1 this morning. And that's the way I'll be going there in race number 2. On to the 255. First, the very competitive handicaps. Oh, around about 6-1 the field at time recording. I've got a sneaky feeling, as I said, as the day goes on here at Garen, you often find that the two-year-olds tend to race on the far side rather than the older horses who know a little bit more about the game tend to drift towards the middle, towards the stand side as racing continues. And of course, it gets churned up on that far side rail. So the high numbers might come a little bit more into effect as the racing continues. And that probably would give Bercata an obvious chance of running well here. Don't forget this filly was a creditable fourth 2 starts ago here at Garen under similar conditions. But on that occasion, she was absolutely pinned to the floor, stuck up the inside when everything come towards the near side. And she's run above herself on that occasion. Second beyond Stormy Eddie the other day, she obviously continues to remain in good form. And still 16 today, I don't think it will be too much of a problem. Looking a little bit further down the line, I'm going to mention a couple I do think could run well here. Again, I'm looking for horses who've run well on soft or heavy ground. And if you take her one poor run away at Killarney when the ground was on the good side, her last 3 runs on soft or heavy ground have resulted in her finishing second, a creditable 7th at the Galway Festival, and of course last time at 5th at the Listowel Festival behind Time Queen in a very good speed figure race, of which has worked out quite well subsequently. She's also drawn 11 And she's got Ben Cohen on board as well. So Andrew Slattery's could be good, could go well. And also keep an eye on Centrifolia from the Joseph Murphy stable, of course, buoyed by their big victory with Brazos yesterday. Eighth last time out at Fairy House in a race which is working out well. The likes of Kingsfield, Alcantador, give that race a good solid look. And she was fifth behind Queen's Red Rose at the Listowel Festival the time before, handling the condition. So those are my three, if you like, against the field, or ones that I think will go well. Bacasca's got obvious claims, but one at a bigger price I do think could be good. Looks the obvious each way alternative at around about 12-1. On to the 3.25. Again, I've scoured through this race to try and find some soft or heavy ground form, and I've come up with a couple. Munter Hares would be the obvious one. That was a decent race, you know, the other day down in Roscommon, won by Invincible Karma, who's gone on to run well subsequently in a pattern race. Erin Brock has finished second. Funny enough, to Archaeology, they finished second and third that day, and the form was reversed next time out at Navan. So that formed quite well. Fancy Feet, who was fifth, finished second at Dundalk next time out, and then ran yesterday in a group race at Navan. So off a mark of 70, clearly this colt was obviously in deep, quite deep that day. The ground was soft, so shouldn't have any problems with the conditions this afternoon. So Munter has definitely a decent pick there. And one at a bigger price, 16-1 for Grace to Grace, who finished third at the Listowel Festival behind Social Graces back in mid-September. That was a decent effort. Not a bad run over distance, short of her best last time out at Cork, when staying on quite well late on. You put those two runs together, back-to-back, and it's not difficult to come to the conclusion that she's bound to go well here today from a decent draw. So a couple against the field there. Munter Hares down the front end of the market, and Grace to Grace at a much more bigger price at 16-1. On to the 3.55 then. Again, another tough handicap to get your head around here. I do think Auntie Audrey will go well here. Again, she was another sufferer of horses that were drawn low at one of the last meetings, when she was creditable fifth behind Wichita Line. But the first three home were all drawn high, 11, 14, 9. And they all come up the stand side rail, whereas this filly was drawn three and she got pinned on the inner. Prior to that, she'd won over the course and distance when always racing handy and winning quite tidily. She goes on the ground. She loves it here at Gowran. And I'm sure Auntie Audrey will give you a solid run for your money. Another one at a big price. I do think 20-1 is a big shout for Palmetto Bay. Now, you look at her form figures and you think, how on earth can this win? But she's just had the two runs for Henry, finishing a creditable six over the course behind David Sharp. But that day, she was in front of Furlong out, but she just got very, very tired on the background over that extended mile one. She was drawn 17-17 as well. And then, blow me, she was gone and drawn 17-17 in the ballot last time at Cork over a mile. Once again, she showed plenty of that from the outside, but she did lose a lot of ground by racing out the wing. OK, she's got beat 11 lengths, but Wayne Lorden certainly eased her off late on. And I think she's a good bit better than that. She's nicely drawn today, a little bit more competitive in the middle of the field. A mark of 58 really doesn't do it justice. So although she lacks the experience of a race like this and that much find her out, I can't resist a few quid on her just to see whether she goes well today. My theory that dropping back in trip on this ground will suit her. So two against the field there, Auntie Audrey and Palmetto Bay. Right, so onto the 4.25, and probably one of the most intriguing runners of the whole card. In fact, probably one of my best bets here. It was available at the back at 16-1 this morning. It's never going to be that now, but this Mr. Whoppet is a real big eye-catcher for me. He caught my eye when he was 100-1 in a very good maiden at the Galway Festival, which has worked out really well. My time figure suggested that race won by Astronomer was going to be a good one. And lo and behold, Astronomer's gone on to much better things. He's now rated 106, £56 higher than this Mr. Whoppet. Queen's Red Rose, who was second, has won since. And then you go down the list, Spirit of Bang Bang, second in maiden, Shifted Spirit Strategy, that was sixth, and that's won a handicap of a mark of 77. Jashar has finished second at the Curragh subsequently. So loads and loads of horses have proven that Galway race was good. Now, this horse went to Tipperary for its first handicap, drawn 16-16, completely and utterly missed the break. It must have been 20 lengths behind the front runner going down the back straight. Still detached well last, turning for home. Only two furlongs running at Tipperary. And yet this horse absolutely took off and finished a never near eighth. Only got beat four lengths. So clearly this horse has got all the ability in the world to win a race of this nature off a mark of just 50. Now, obviously the start's a problem. If you look at that Gowran run back in May, very slowly away, detaching rear. Ease when pulled up after a furlong. It's just obviously a major, major problem, but hopefully connections would have worked on that stall issue, whether the Monty Roberts rug or there's someone down at the start. But if this horse ever comes out on terms, he's going to be a major, major player. He's, like I say, the ability in the world is there for all to see. So I'm just hoping and praying he breaks some terms, because if he does, then I do think Mr. Wapit will be a major, major contender in that 425. On to the 455 then. Wide open maiden here. I wouldn't be a massive fan of Sayar at a short price here. He's had one or two chances, and like I say, I'm not totally overly convinced by him. Cresserelle travels well. The visor on the last time out, that didn't work to a degree. He doesn't find a great deal off the bridle. So I'm going to go for a couple of much bigger odds here. I was really taken by the likeable run first time out of War Diary over this course and distance behind David's Charm. That was a really good effort. Yards in good form, handles the conditions. I think he'll improve quite significantly from the run, so he's a player. And the other one I like, I've always liked this filly, Grasping at Straws, trained by Michael Mulvaney, who's had a fantastic season. This horse caught the eye first time at Galway in that race that was won by Astronomer, in which loads of horses have run well since. Got caught out by terrible track position at Tipperary next time out and finished off its race very strongly. And then how he got beat last time out, I do not know. Tremor looked all over the winner, but then got nutted right on the line by Taurine Katie. So her trajectory is definitely going in the right direction. She should handle the conditions because she's quite a big, tall, substantial filly. And like I say, again, at the price, is 12 to 1. I don't think we could do much wrong by backing her each way. So I'm two against the field there. I think you can probably afford to back both of these two each way and still get your money back if one hits the frame. You've got 12 to 1 about War Diary and 12 to 1 about Grasping at Straws. On to the final race then, the 5:30. Real tough handicap here, around about 4-5 to 1 the field. Time recording for this mile 6 handicap. Arthurian Frames, a horse I do like, although I'm not absolutely totally convinced he'll handle the ground, because he's quite a good mover by Camelot, so I'd probably overlook him at the price. I'm going to go with Laidback Luke here, the top weight. Now, you look at it, a 10-year-old carrying 10-4, giving away weight to one and two improvers, but I'd forget all that, because it's just the ability to handle these conditions and handle this track are absolutely paramount. So I'm not going to look at the weights and measures. His form figures here at Garran are 3-1-1. And one of those victories came here in this race last year when he made all the running. Now, he's going to make the running again today. He kind of defied in conventional wisdom here last year when he actually went up the inside of the track when everything was coming wide. So he's obviously got masses of ability. He'll love the ground. The last time he had heavy ground, he just got beat by Rashan in a very good handicap at Clonmel. And he's also got an amazing record when he's fresh. So don't worry that he's been off the track since May. Shearer can obviously get him ready at home. There's been good money for him this morning, 20 to 1 into around about 12 to 1 at time recording. But I still think those odds can look big, given that he handles all the conditions and he's likely to go well again. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. There will be more podcasts throughout the week, so stay tuned and keep clicking on the homepage to see whether we've done one or not. It all depends, like I say, one of these meetings are abandoned and they clash with the UK meetings. But whatever happens, I will be back on Friday anyway at Dundalk for their traditional card on the 19th. So I'll catch you later on in the week, and it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.